WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning. Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, and also the first day of August. And the second day of the 109th Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. And as I mentioned, I finally got to go and have the feast experience last night. Loved it. And today's Fun Friday question is, what is your favorite part of the feast? And again, you can answer on our Facebook page. You can answer on an app chat message, on an open line voicemail. And, of course, you can call in at 508-996-0500, one of the many things that we can discuss this morning. We were talking also about the continued discussion about the hiring of legal permanent residents as police officers in New Bedford. We got a couple answers, by the way, to our Fun Friday question already on Facebook. CC Phil says the food is his favorite part. And Henry says, cooking my own food at the fire pit. Yes, now that I've done that, I can see why people like it. But I'm going to tell you the downside of it is it all just smells so good and it looks so good and I'm starving and I'm hungry. And I was like, I just wish this was already cooked and I didn't have to wait for it. But it's also, you know, the fun. I wanted to have the full experience. So I am glad that I did it. But I think if I go back tonight, I'm going to try something different. Try something I've never had at all before. So, and then one thing I wanted to bring up. Let me read this app chat message first, since I was talking about the hiring of legal permanent residents as police officers. Steve in Fairhaven says, hi, Tim. I don't have an issue with permanent residents working as a police officer. I work with one, and he is a great guy, much better than most of the citizens I work with. I think it's more about the person than anything else. And I think, yes, that makes a difference, because we are looking at this as a qualification on a piece of paper and not as a person. And as we're looking at this as a policy and not as a person. And if that, you know, and in a way, you kind of have to do that. So I understand the people that are saying this has nothing to do with Officer Taj or the Cape Verdean officer, the unnamed Cape Verdean officer who is also a legal permanent resident, or whoever the third one is that Chris McCarthy has been informed about, but that we haven't been informed about by the police department yet, but they're also going through the personnel files. So, you know, you kind of have to separate them out and say, we know we're talking about the policy. And you want them to do that because you don't want it to be an indictment of that person. But at the same time, you could have one legal permanent resident who applies, who is, you know, more than qualified, who would be a great fit, who is a great person, you know, all of the every characteristic you could possibly want in a police officer. And you could have 10 U.S. citizens, natural-born U.S. citizens who apply that are not a good fit, that are in it for the wrong reasons. They're in it because, you know, they want to have some power over somebody else or, you know, whatever it might be. Just, you know, make an assumption. And there are people who have been calling into this radio station for 2 weeks now that would tell you, I don't care. I'd rather have those 10 terrible candidates get jobs before that one great legal permanent resident. And that's the issue here. That's where people are coming out and like what Mayor Mitchell was saying, you know, the rhetoric. That's where the problem lies. I don't think even the mayor has an issue with the folks who are looking at this from a, you know, a logical and rational perspective. But when you let the rhetoric carry the day, well, then that makes it hard to have an actual serious discussion about it. And that's why you get, I mean, you get the, you know, the pullback and pushback and circling of the wagons and all of that anyway, with a lot of the questions that you ask about this administration, but that's why you're certainly going to get more of it. But one, and of course we can continue talking about that at 508-996-0500, but one thing I wanted to bring up, and I want to do this in a humane way because I think people out there understand that I am compassionate to the homeless, to the unhoused. We have people in all the time on the show to talk about that issue. I'm passionate about it, not only because I'd like to think that I'm an empathetic person, but also because I've been in that situation myself. So this is not in any way me complaining about the homeless. I understand that there are many problems that lead to people having to live on the street or in a tent or what have you. I've lived in a tent myself. I also understand that these are people and they should be treated with respect and treated the same way you would want to treat every other person. I get that too. But I'm also going to say, and this is, I feel terrible even saying it, but it has to be brought up. Here we have a weekend where tons of people, hundreds of thousands of people, over 100,000 people are going to come to New Bedford to take part in the 109th Feast of the Blessed Sacrament, many of whom are going to get off at the Cogswell Street exit off 195. Let me get my directions correct here. Westbound. So if you were coming from Fairhaven going into New Bedford, westbound, right? That's west. Yeah, that makes sense. And as they're coming down off that ramp in front of Market Basket, we already know that there's folks who are positioned there every day who are panhandling, as they say. We know that. But you might not be aware, if you don't go that way quite a bit, there is a homeless encampment right at that exit. So it was on, if you were coming off the highway, it was on the left side originally. They had a tent set up. Now, when you're coming down, it's on the right-hand side. And when I saw it not there one day, I said, oh, they must have, the police must have come and asked them to move along. I think that is city-owned property. If anybody's listening from the mayor's office, if you could let me know if I'm right or wrong. And again, I'm not going to send an email to them to find, because I don't want to make a big deal out of this. But I know that people are going to get worked up about it when they find out about it. And so now they've moved over to what would be on your right-hand side coming off the highway. And it looked like yesterday, I thought I saw two tents. And there was probably about eight people hanging around there. So that's what people are seeing. And again, I feel horrible saying this. Because we shouldn't just be shoving the homeless folks aside to a place where, you know, the tourists won't see them. But, I mean, is there a more glaring sign that there's an issue here than to see these folks positioned right at the off-ramp of the highway? So I'm surprised that we're actually not hearing more about that from people. And if maybe people have called in about it and I just didn't hear it, but that's going to be, there's going to be people who come to the city for the feast who are going to say, well, what'd you think of going to New Bedford for the feast? Well, I had a great time. Yeah, the feast was awesome. But, you know, when I came off the highway, there was homeless people camping right at the bottom of the off ramp. Like, doesn't New Bedford do anything to help their homeless? And again, these might be people who have been offered help and don't want it. They might just be nomadic people who are, you know, hitchhiking across the USA. But they set up a tent right at the end of the off-ramp there, or right off the side of the off-ramp. And I can't imagine that people that see that aren't wondering why they're not being moved along and moved out of that area. Plus, it's not a great place to be walking around and crossing the street and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, again, I don't want that to be a condemnation of the people, but if ever there's a sign that New Bedford needs to do something more to help its homeless, that's probably it. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. As I mentioned, Barry has an article up this morning about the police department issue. And certainly, you know, we welcome you. When that gets up on social media, it'll be up in a little bit. But when that gets up there, it's just scheduled out so that we give everything some room to breathe. I'm sure you'll want to go there and share your comments as well. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. So I saw those people the other day a few times. There was a city truck talking to them one day. It was parked in front, right in the middle of the campsite. The city truck was there. I thought maybe they were telling them to move it along, but they've still been there. That was probably like 2 or 3 days ago now.
Do you know what I think is the strangest thing about it? Is there? So the grass is really high in that area, but it looks like they've been cleared an area.
Yeah, it looks like there might be like a little patch of cement there or something too. Like, it looks like, I don't know, maybe there was a cement. And you know, a few months ago, on the other side, as you're going up 195 from Cobbsell Street, there was a coyote that I saw right there. So, you know, who knows, they bring all kinds of trash and those coyotes will be over there too, because if it was right across the highway from them, it'll be over there with their trash at night.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sure the coyotes over there going through the trash at like McDonald's and Popeyes and all that, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wouldn't want to wake up at night and walk out of my tent and see a coyote, but
yeah, you wouldn't think that, you know, here we are in the middle of the city, I'm not going to go camp in the woods because I'm afraid of coyotes. You camp off Cobbsell Street and there's one.
Yeah, and I saw it. I mean, like I said, it was right on the other side as you're going up on the highway and you take that turn and it was right there. I mean, there's a lot of geese there, so it's probably over there, you know, getting the geese or something. But yeah, there was a coyote right there. So I'm sure they're getting visitors at night.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And that I totally forgot about that as part of it, too. It does look like there's a cleared out area on each side of the off ramp. And that's where they've set up the tent. So did somebody clear that for them? Or are they just taking advantage of a cleared spot for a different reason? 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim.
Morning.
Morning. So I understand what you're saying about the homeless issue in New Bedford and people coming to the city. But I can remember going up to Vermont, Burlington, and you know, UVM is only a stone's throw away from the center of town where there's, you know, the all the shops. Well, walking around in the morning, there's people sleeping on the ground and in the parks. And, you know, so it's not just New Bedford. And
sure,
if people are going to go there, they're going to go there. You know, I understand it doesn't present the best picture. But again, you know, like I said, UVM is a good-sized school, and there were a ton of people there when I had gone, and it was basically at the start of the semester for college. So,
yeah, I mean, and these might be people who, you know, they might not be homeless, too. They might just be, you know, vagabonds.
Exactly. Like you say, some people might want the help. Others, you know what, they don't. And what can we do about it?
Right. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
You too. I mean, we used to have that when, I mean, Wareham definitely has a significant portion of people that show up in the fall. We used to call them and it's not a very politically correct term, but we used to call them bog gypsies because they would come in and actually they called themselves that. That's where we got the name from. But they would come in and they would work the cranberry bogs in the fall. And then some of them would work King Richard's Fair. Some of them might stick around and, you know, do some other things. And then they would go somewhere else. A lot of times it might be, you know, to another place where there was a Renaissance Fair or another crop that they could go and pay. And like this was their life that they chose. This is not, you know, they had no other means. In fact, a lot of them came from kind of well-off families. But this is what they did. They just wanted to be kind of free-spirited, you know, work the land, hippie kind of people. And so, you know, there are a lot of folks like that that do pass through our area, and that could be what this is. This could be people who are just, you know, like I said, vagabonds in the sense of, you know, we just travel around and we have no place to call home on purpose. Like this is how we choose to live. And nothing wrong with that. But also, like, you're probably going to hear it from people who are coming to visit the city, that is what they saw when they, and again, I feel terrible. I'd love to see everybody that wants to have a home, but maybe these are people who don't want to have a home, and maybe that's not the best place for them to be doing this. So 508-996-0500. I'm going to take another break here. Coming up, we're going to have the news, and then after the news, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. All that coming your way in just a bit.
You're so viciously. You throw the hives in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Skate down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk, do the jerk. Let me see your body work. To the beat, everybody. Everybody. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Fat back, don't you hesitate.
Don't you hesitate.
Okay, I was a little ahead of it there. That's King Tim the Third. I'm only King Tim, I guess, the Fourth then. I don't know. All right, well, we're going to be going into the news. When we come back on the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files and then more with you at 508-996-0500, including our fun Friday question of the day brought to you by D's Hot Dogs on Tar Kiln Hill Road in New Bedford. What is your favorite part of the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament? We'll get into some of those answers coming up. But right now, let's get into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Trump's tariff deadline is set for today. Inflation was up in June, and a woman killed by a fallen tree in California.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump's tariff deadline is here. The president announced he's given Mexico a 90-day extension after he spoke with the country's president yesterday. Earlier in the week, Trump refused to offer deadline extensions as he pushed for countries around the world to agree to trade deals. So far, deals have been agreed to with the European Union, the UK, Japan, and South Korea, among others. On Wednesday, President Trump announced a 25% tariff against India with a penalty due to what he said was them buying military equipment and energy from Russia. Inflation was up in June. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, a key inflation gauge used by the Federal Reserve, rose 0.3%, the biggest increase in the last 4 months. That puts the annual PCE inflation rate at 2.6%. A woman is dead after being struck by a falling tree branch while hiking in Yosemite National Park. Officials say 29-year-old Angela Lynn died in mid-July on the Tulum Grove Trail, a popular area known for its giant sequoias. Lynn's boyfriend performed CPR until emergency services arrived, but she died due to fatal head injuries. The trail was temporarily closed for about a week. At the National Park Service, an investigation is underway. Grief, anger, and questions after a Connecticut toddler choked on a meatball at a daycare center and died. Here's Andrew Whitman.
Shamira Cook got the nightmare call Tuesday. Something was wrong with her 2-year-old son, Santi, at daycare. Cook rushed to the YWCA New Britain to find staffers in tears and Santi intubated with workers performing CPR. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. YWCA says they did everything they could to help Santi. His mother has unanswered questions. Records show the YWCA has had some past state violations, including some that led to fines.
The plans are set for a new $200 million ballroom at the White House.
Spokesperson Caroline Levitt said construction will begin in September.
The White House State Ballroom will be a much-needed and exquisite addition of approximately 90,000 total square feet of innately designed and carefully crafted space.
On Thursday, she showed reporters renderings of the structure to be built in the East Wing, showing Greek columns and gold-encrusted chandeliers. It will be paid for by President Trump and other private donors and will be used for high-profile events. I'm Brian Shook.
The total time for the Billy Joel documentary And So It Goes is 5 hours. That's 2 hours less than the soundtrack for the two-part series. A 155-song soundtrack was released on platforms this week. The seven-hour soundtrack contains numerous previously unreleased live tracks. Producers of the soundtrack say that there's still a large amount of unreleased material in the vaults of Billy Joel and Sony, and more compilations are in the works.
Probably the most important thing, don't ever feed him after midnight.
Yum, yum. The star of Gremlins says there may be a Gremlins 3. Zach Galligan starred in both the 1984 classic and the 1990 sequel, Gremlins 2. Last week, Galligan spoke at a UK Comic-Con in Manchester and said Warner Brothers is incredibly interested in Gremlins 3. And that after 35 years, they finally come up with a script. He's claiming that the script was sitting on Steven Spielberg's desk awaiting his approval. A Warner Brothers employee stated that the studio was also working with Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment on developing new entries in Goonies franchises as well. At the box office this weekend, The Fantastic Four First Steps is expected to take first place for the second straight week. The Marvel Studios film looking to make $45 to $52 million. Meanwhile, the reboot of The Naked Gun, starring Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, is projected to make $15 to $17 million.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the Astros at Fenway tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Okay, so maybe this isn't the Friday we envisioned, but here we are anyway, stuck in the rain for at least the morning. The heavy stuff tapers off. We're left with some clouds in the later afternoon. Temperatures getting into the low 70s today. Yeah, way below average for this time of year. The weekend's going to be a stunner. Temperature is going to be very comfortable for this time of year and plenty of sunshine both weekend days.
I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, we're going to continue on with the discussion coming up at 508-996-0500, including today's Fun Friday Question of the Day, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And don't forget, you can stop at D's and get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $5. Quite an affordable lunch there. And, of course, they have all the great special toppings as well. But they are the sponsors of Fun Friday here. And our Fun Friday question this week is, what is your favorite part of the feast? And we're getting some answers that are coming in on the WBSM Facebook page. You can also send them on app chat and open line voicemails and call in as well. But Debbie says her favorite part is when it's over. So I don't, some people might feel that way too. Maybe especially people that live in the area and they're like, I got to keep people from parking in my driveway. But what a great time I had last night. We can get more into that coming up. But right now it is time for everybody's favorite time of the morning.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays for August 1st. Def Leppard singer Joe Elliott turned 66 today. Public Enemy rapper Chuck D is 65. Actor John Carroll Lynch of The Drew Carey Show and American Horror Story is 62 today, while Counting Crows lead singer Adam Duritz is 61, and film director Sam Mendes is 60. Aquaman and Game of Thrones star Jason Momoa turns 46 today. On August 1st, 1971, the Concert for Bangladesh, organized by George Harrison to aid victims of famine and war in Bangladesh, took place at New York's Madison Square Garden. Featuring Bob Dylan, Ringo Starr, Billy Preston, Eric Clapton, Ravi Shankar, and members from Badfinger, Harrison had to shell out his own money to maintain the fund after legal problems froze all the proceeds. The triple album release hit number one in the UK and number two in the US and received the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. We mentioned Joe Elliott a moment ago. Well, on this date in 1980, Def Leppard made their U.S. live debut when they appeared at the New York at a New York City concert opening for AC/DC on what was Joe Elliott's 21st birthday. In 1980, Cinemax launched. And I don't know, you know, when they started showing the adult films at night, but that's when most people started to become aware of the fact that Cinemax even existed. In 1981, MTV began as a music video channel. All the trivia people will tell you, of course, that the first video was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, which we're playing right here. But you might not know that You Better Run by Pat Benatar was next. Then She Won't Dance With Me by Rod Stewart. You Better You Bet by The Who. And then Little Susie's on the Up by PhD was the fifth video that was played. And if you can answer that at a trivia contest, you're guaranteed to win the grand prize. On August 1st, 1987, MTV Europe was launched. The first video on that channel being Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, which of course contained the appropriate line sung by Sting, I want my MTV. Also on August 1st, 1987, Bob Seger scored his first U.S. number one single. If you can believe that, it took him all that long to get his first U.S. number one single with the Harold Faltermeyer pen Shakedown, which was taken from the film Beverly Hills Cop 2. The song was nominated for both the Academy Award for Best Original Song and the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song, but it lost both awards to Dirty Dancing's I've Had the Time of My Life. On August 1st, 2000, Madonna's forthcoming single, Music, had its release date brought forward by 2 weeks after the track was made available as an illegal MP3 file on the internet. And speaking of internet music, on August 1st, 2007, Eminem's publishing company was seeking more than $75,000 for copyright infringement and unfair competition against computer firm Apple for allegedly selling his music on iTunes without permission. Now, Apple was paying Eminem's record label for each download, but 8 Mile Style argued it had not approved the deal. That's the Gen X Files for August 1st, 2025. Brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. And if you haven't gotten over there yet to try some of their homemade ice cream, you got to get over there and try it for yourself. You can follow them on Instagram and Facebook to find out all of the great things that they have over there, such as the Peach Coffee Cake Sundae. But you can only get it while supplies last. Stop on over at McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream inside the Lifestyles Plaza in Fairhaven. Peach. Oh, man. I got to get over there and get one of those. I'm going today. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, more with you. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app.
Must be your best friend. You're looking fine, so fine. Oh my, dressed up like a lovely day. Oh, baby face, slow down, child. Let me untie your lace, baby face.
back in. That, of course, is U2 with Babyface from the Zooropa album. I can't believe that song wasn't released as a single. Such a great song. So today's Fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What's your favorite part of the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament? And we're getting some more answers rolling in on Facebook, but you can call in at 508-996-0500. Kevin says, when I was younger, it was definitely the girls. And Jeff says, people watching. The collective mentality shifts a week or two leading up to it with new people in town and a lot of just dumb, drunk, hungover activity. I can tell you, I was there till about 10 o'clock last night. And I don't know what happens, you know, later. The headliner hadn't even started playing yet. But everybody seemed to be, you know, I didn't really see anybody that looked like they'd had too much. But then again, it's also Thursday. But it seemed like everything was well run. Lots of great security. Of course, the police department presence as well. It just seemed like everything was great. The fencing was not a problem. The security checkpoint, I walked right in. You know, it just took a second to go through the magnetometer and to get wanded. And yeah, I mean, I also, you know, I knew not to bring anything down there that would be an issue too. But I thought everything was well run, and I liked being able to pay with the card. That was quick and easy. You know what I noticed too? I was giving everybody a tip. So I'm sure all the people that work there, like, I'm sure that they love the fact that now that's an option, because you're going to get people, of course I'm going to give you a tip. So what is your favorite part of the feast? You can let me know. 508-996-0500. I mentioned too that we have Barry's article about the situation going on with the New Bedford police. That is now on the WBSM Facebook page as well, if you want to comment there. Also in that article, for those of you who have not heard Mayor Mitchell's appearance with Chris where they talked about it, the podcast is in that article. I put that podcast in the article so that you can hear the mayor in his own words discussing that with Chris. So if you didn't get to hear it, I'm sure Chris is going to play the clip again today to get everybody caught up. I know we played it a couple times yesterday. I played it yesterday, but it's, you know, the mayor is almost, you know, incredulous, it sounded, that anybody would even question this. But he did say that somebody, you know, kind of took it upon themselves to put that answer to the question on the website under the frequently asked questions to say that you had to be a U.S. citizen. I wonder if that language, which only was put up there in April, that frequently asked questions section was only put up there in April. Again, I've heard some mischaracterizations. I've heard people think that they changed it to say or legal permanent resident in April. That's not what happened. They didn't have that language on there at all until April. There was no mention of citizenship because there was no frequently asked questions section. And then when Barry started asking questions about it, the department then went in and made an adjustment and said, you know, that was incorrect information. What the mayor said with Chris was somebody took it upon themselves to put that question and answer up there without checking with counsel. So they did not check to see if that was the case. They just, I guess, made an assumption and put that up there. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. You had mentioned a custard thing that was being sold at the feast.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a title, but I missed it.
So I'm not going to pronounce it correctly because I can't do the Portuguese pronunciation, but they're called natas, N-A-T-A-S.
Natas, okay.
I can't do it. But I will say these are unlike any that I've ever had before. So yeah. Instead of being just that custard cup like I've had them from so many places, just a little custard cup, and I love them.
Yeah.
But these had like a creamy, gooey center to them as well.
Yeah, okay.
Incredible.
Well, I'm going there Sunday with my daughter and my granddaughter, and I want to bring them home.
Oh, you are going to love
my
them.
My wife.
Do you like chocolate too, or does she like chocolate
too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure you try the chocolate ones as well as the regular ones. Both very,
very good.
All right. Have a good day. And yes, they were making a big deal about this leading up to it. You know, we had Carl and John in, and I heard them on Town Square Sunday talking about it. And like, they've been really making a big deal about these. And I was like, I've had Nadas at so many places. I also have the liqueur that I got at Stevie's Wine and Spirits that they've actually made a liqueur that tastes just like it too. But I was like, I've had these everywhere. And like, how different can they be? They're very different. They're like next level. The hype is real. So make sure you stop by that that stand. And it's kind of right across from the entrance to the carnival. So when you're walking into like where the adult rides are, where I spent too much time watching the Gravitron and saying, can I still do it? I haven't done it since I was a kid. Can I still do it? And I decided to do it. And then when I woke up this morning, I felt like I got hit by a Mack truck. And I said, why do I feel like that? I only had two glasses of wine. It doesn't do that to me. Like, why do I feel so beat up? And then I remembered, oh, yeah, because I went on the Gravitron. And I put a Facebook video. I went Facebook Live from the Gravitron. And probably not my finest moment. But I loved it. And I'm going to go back on it again tonight or tomorrow or the next time I go back. You just don't see those anymore. You don't. I have not had the chance to ride one of those in like 30 years. So I'm glad that I did it. But also, like, now I understand why I feel so beat up. And I wasn't even like flipping upside down like other people do or any of that stuff. I was just kind of just leaning there and getting pushed up against it. If you're not familiar with the Gravitron, it's that ride that kind of looks like a spaceship that spins around in a circle. And it's very similar to what they used to call the Roundup, which is where you kind of were in these little cages. And when it starts spinning, it has these sliding backboards behind you. And when it starts spinning, the centrifugal force, you eventually just slide up and then you're suspended in the air as this thing spins around faster and faster. And you don't get dizzy. I don't get dizzy. Maybe other people do, but I don't get dizzy. But you feel those G-forces kind of pushing you back. And you try to like push your hand up and then your hand goes flying back. And I was trying to hold my phone up. And I was like, I probably have three chins on the screen right now, but whatever. So if you can physically handle it, I recommend it. It's a fun thing. But there was no other rides that I really wanted to go on. So I don't, they have the casino one, which is, you know, spins around, but it kind of bumps up and down and goes high. And I don't really like heights. So, and I'm definitely not getting on a Ferris wheel. As much as I would love to get up there and get that bird's eye view of the neighborhood, I don't think I can do a Ferris wheel. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned. One of my favorite lines in all of pop music, trying to catch the deluge in a paper cup. And you just, you know, great imagery there. So we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll have another hour to discuss. 508-996-0500. We can talk about the citizenship debate with the New Bedford Police Department. That, of course, is going to continue to be a hot topic. Chris will talk more about it. Barry will talk more about it. Paul's going to talk more about it tomorrow for sure. And then we can also discuss our fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. What's your favorite part of the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament? And then so much more. And again, it is fun Friday, but it's also wet Friday. The rain is still coming down out there, but don't worry, it will clear up later on. So you should have a nice dry evening for the feast. And then, of course, beautiful weekend.